your halachic decisions upon it because they are the tradition from Sinai. He had a clear tradition from Sinai. So the book is really the bedrock of halachic Judaism. It is the book upon which all other works are based, and it had this tremendous influence, scholarly influence. So that was a second thing that happened here in the time of the Gaonim. The first thing was the Karoyim. The second thing was the introduction of this type of scholarly halachic work based on the mitzvahs. The third and final thing, which we're going to conclude tonight in just another moment, deals with the fact that the Gaonim came to finally settle the matter as to the primacy of Bavel over Eretz Yisrael, of the rabbinate in Bavel, of the leadership in Bavel over the leadership, the rabbinic leadership in Israel. Jews in Israel had gone into a steady decline from the time of the Mishnah onward, and the pendulum had swung towards Bavel. The center of Jewish life was in Bavel. But there always, the rabbis in Israel always maintained that simply by being in Israel, they were entitled to the supremacy of the law. And in the times of the early Gaonim in the 700s, the rabbinate in Bavel asserted itself in such a way that they took complete control of Jewish life, and the rabbinate in Israel almost plays no role whatsoever. It is therefore not accidental that most of the success of Onon in attracting adherents to the Karoyim was in Eretz Yisrael and not in Bavel, because he was able to portray it on a chauvinistic competitive basis. He was like the Israeli patriot against the foreigners, and there were unfortunately many Jews that followed that line. We'll see later that most of the Jews from Eretz Yisrael left and went to Spain and went to North Africa and did not go to Bavel, and that therefore their tradition was preserved a different way. But the early Gaonim, this period of time of the 700s, the Gaonim were the ones that once and for all settled the question of the supremacy of Jewish tradition and of Jewish law being decided in Bavel and not in the land of Israel. The land of Israel would never again play a role until the 1500s, where it played a great role for about 50-80 years and then disappeared again, until it was resurrected again in our time, where it undoubtedly has regained the supremacy in most areas in matters of Jewish law and halacha.